Thank you for leading us in that blessed hymn. I think tonight we may hear this verse referred to, where it says in Revelation 21, "Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride for her husband." That word "prepared" is the one that's going through my mind. God is a provider God. God is preparing, or has prepared in his providence, a beautiful, wonderful place for us. And this shouldn't surprise us, really, because when we spin our minds back to the beginning, we remember that it was God that prepared the earth and the heavens for human habitation, as well as the rest of animal life. The Bible says not only that, but in Exodus it says, "Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared." It's Exodus 23, and he's talking to the children of Israel, and he's saying, "I've prepared a country and a land for you." Then I want to think a little bit about the words of Jesus in Matthew 25. He says it this way, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.' Then he will also say to those on the left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" So he's prepared heaven for humans from the foundation of the world. And he prepared, upon the rebellion, hell, or the everlasting fire, for the devil and his angels. But Jesus also makes it clear that those who prepare for heaven will be ushered in, or invited in, "Come, ye blessed," and those who don't prepare will go to the place that was not prepared for them, but fitting for them. The psalmist said, "But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness, and he shall administer judgment to the peoples in uprightness." And we want to prepare. We are preparing. God is preparing us. God is preparing. It's like it says here about John the Baptist. "He will also go before him," that is, before Jesus, "in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." I'm excited to be a recipient of the grace of God that prepares me for the place he's preparing for all of us as we prepare for that. Let us bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for preparing so many good things for us. We thank you for your provision, that it's ample. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that's been ministering to us. And we thank you for this week of teaching. Thank you for the revelation, for the warnings in it, for the direction, and even for the blessed encouragement that it is for the child of God. Bless Brother Aaron tonight with an outpouring of your Spirit. that he could minister for you, that your word could minister to all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Are there announcements?